Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hi, this is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, you know, on Thursdays I have a different show. It's geared more towards authors, and it's called Transformation, Give Up the Struggle, where authors will share their stories so that you may grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Well, we have Dr. Andrea Berry tonight, and she's going to talk about African-American leaders A through Z. Does your children know who their leaders are? Can they identify any ones in this history or in the past history or years ago? We're talking about African-American leaders. Ask your child tonight, can they name one? We're going to go to commercial and come right back.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's raining outside in the DMV area, and I wished it to rain, and it has been raining all day. And you know it's raining full of blessings to each and every one of you. So if you're home right now, grab your cup of coffee or tea or your sweet lemonade sweetened by sugar. Not sweetened by sugar, but we're talking about low-calorie sweetness. This is Renee Wiggins, your host, and tonight we have Dr. Andrea Berry. Dr. Berry currently serves as an instructional supervisor of Equity Diversity Special Programs and English Language Learners on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Dr. Berry is an educator with 19 years experience in a variety of capacities such as teacher, assistant principal, principal, district level supervisor, adjunct college professor, and presenter. Dr. Berry is a proven collaborator administrator who demonstrates expertise in empowering teaching staff successfully implementing of professional learning communities through book studies and action research, influencing cultural diversity awareness, and providing high-quality teacher professional development. Let's welcome Dr. Berry.
Hello,
hi, Dr.
everyone.
Berry.
Hello, how are you? I'm wonderful. It's so wonderful to be here today.
Thank you for coming by. I'm kind of nervous because I'm sitting here with a scholar, a professor, an adjunct. I said, oh, no, I got to watch what I'm saying, my P's and Q's, and here I'm stuttering over my thing with this cup of hot tea. I don't want to burn myself. But Dr. Berry, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from northern New Jersey, and 19 years ago I moved to the Eastern Shore to begin a teaching career. And that teaching career quickly blossomed into education administration, where I became an assistant principal and then a principal. And I've climbed steadily from there. I've been in a variety of different, positions over the years. And my county has awarded me those opportunities, you know, to learn and grow. And recently, I've started writing children's books, and I've written three, and today I'm going to be focusing on my newest children's book, which is called African American Leaders from A to Z, People Who Should Bring Out the Leader in You and Me. So that's a little bit about me and my project.
I like how you said that. about bringing out the leader in you and me. It kind of like rhymed when you said it. I didn't put me back to when we were kids and everything. But I really thought that was really profound, African-American leaders A through Z, because I had a friend that was teaching high school students, and she asked them about Martin Luther King, where did he give his famous speech? And so many of the kids said in New York. And these are kids that were born and raised in the DMV, which stands for the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia area. And I was really shocked. Mm-hmm. So when I saw this title, African-American Leaders A through Z, Bringing Out the Leaders in You and Me, do you mean that these children should look for us leaders and ask us questions to try to bring leadership so we can at least lead them?
Well, I do mean that, but moreover, I think what I was really trying to communicate to the audience is, you know, there are so many leaders of color that children don't learn about, whether it be in school or out of school, because school isn't the only place that we teach African American history. But, you know, it's probably the place where it's most consistently talked about, but just not on the level or at the depth that our children need to know their heritage. So when I wrote this book, I was looking for more so contemporary leaders of today, but also unsung leaders from yesterday that children don't normally know about. You mentioned Martin Luther King earlier, and Martin Luther King has made tremendous contributions to our community and society that we still look up to now, but children already know Martin Luther King. There's a host of leaders out there that children know nothing about, and not necessarily because we don't want them to know about them, but they're unsung to our children because they don't get that instruction in school on a daily basis. In most cases, they only get exposure to Black history or subjects of color, you know, maybe quarterly, in some cases maybe once a month in February. So I thought it was important to highlight these leaders by using something really familiar to everyone, which is the alphabet. So I took a letter, I took each letter of the alphabet, and I found a leader that coincided with that letter, and I utilized that as my platform to display these contemporary and unsung leaders.
Wow, that's a very good hit. I guess I better go back to school. Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Dude, my listeners out there, you got to get this book because you're right. For one thing, for us in my time, we didn't have Black history. We really had to protest to get it, and then we only had maybe 1 or 2 weeks of it, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm glad you mentioned
thank goodness
February.
Things are getting better. Yeah. Go ahead.
Because when you mentioned February, I remember somebody else stating, or either a DJ saying, the only time that people know about Black history was in the month of February. And when you said that, that just brought a lot of tears to my eyes because we fought so hard in high school to get it. And now these kids, like you said, they only know the ones that are out there, maybe the hip-hop artists, the basketball players, you know, the actors, and that's it. But there's a lot of people that help raise up the community, and they don't know about. This is powerful. This is powerful.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, as one of the things that my parents have always taught me as a young child, and even now as an adult, because I still learn plenty from them, is, you know, each generation is supposed to get better. And in doing so, you know, you're supposed to introduce the next generation to all the things you were introduced to plus some. And, you know, I was lucky. I had parents that were educators and that had very strong ties in education. So I got those opportunities. But there are some children who don't get those opportunities because they don't have parents that have that same, you know, type of, for lack of a better word, structure in their household. So I wanted to make sure that I brought that to light for children. And I wanted to make it in a way in which it was affordable, which it was concise, and which was on a level where it could teach multiple things. It could teach the alphabet. It could teach about people you don't necessarily know. And it's colorful. It's pretty. And hopefully it'll keep children's attention. And if it's anything like the experience was for me, I learned a few things as an adult while I was writing it. So those are the types of things that I was trying to highlight when I wrote the book.
That sounds really excellent. That is good, because you were saying, again, going back to the parents, and even my parents, they didn't sit us down to teach us Black history. As a matter of fact, they didn't really teach us much about Jim Crow. Only thing I know is about when they went down south to a funeral or wanted to go to a wedding or go down south, they always travel at night, and somebody would make all the sandwiches because they didn't make a stop. They just sort of like took that 8-hour, 10-hour drive, and all of them drove, so they all took turns to drive their car down because they knew not to.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. We weren't really taught about a lot of unsung heroes, even in your own community. And this is something that I think we as African-American people are lacking. We don't sit down and teach our kids as other cultures would teach like the Jewish faith would teach them all about, you know, Hanukkah and, you know, their celebrations and what it stands for. And that we just don't have, or of course we don't know ourselves, we need to go back to school. So this book is really not just for kids, because you know now they got adult coloring books, so therefore
yes.
This is also
yes.
good for adults. Wow.
Yes,
so
is.
Where are you
it
going
is.
With this book, you know? Where are you taking this book at?
Well, you know, my goal is to get it exposed to as many children and adults, well, families, as possible. You know, I'd like to see it used in a variety of ways. I'd like to see it read to children in family reading time. I'd like to see it read to children in schools. I'd like to see it as a resource to learn about unsung and contemporary leaders. So I don't have a limit on where I necessarily want it to go. I want it to go as far as it can and touch as many people as it can in many different ways. But most importantly, I want it to be user-friendly, and I don't want it to be something that's so difficult that it's not understood. So I tried really hard to use very concise language. I made the book rhyme so that, you know, it could help with the teaching of the skills of reading. It could help with diagraphs and blends and all those types of things that you learn as a beginning reader. And I also tried to use pictures that were very vivid in color that would capture children's attention. So, you know, there are very few limits that I have for the book. I just wanted to touch as many and as much as it possibly can.
Wow, yes, because when you were talking, I was listening, because mm-hmm. I also consider it as in churches, you know, especially, you know, in churches, because a lot of churches now have schools connected to schools. So I see
yeah.
this in the churches for one thing, as
okay.
you said, in the schools for another, which is very mm-hmm. good. And then I also, when you were talking, I was thinking, man, Black History Month, I know it's a long way off. Get in touch with Tom Joyner and see, it's like, what, 28 days in the month? You got 26
mm-hmm.
letters. So in conjunction yeah. that they give something, it'd be every day you talk about that your chapter. Wow, that is so powerful.
That's a great idea. I never thought about that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you with the idea.
You're not the man. We started talking. We could get along and talk.
Yes, ma'am.
But I do
see
that, Dr. Berry, because this is just awesome. I never saw a book like this, okay, and we didn't even think about a book like this. So this is really awesome. I mean, because some people
yeah.
come out with so many products and can't really sell. This product, I really can see just, whoo, it's expanding into schools, into the churches, and like I said, Black History Month as well.
Well, when I first started, the writing, I was writing. You know, it was because of my son. I have a 6-year-old son. And one of the things that I say to him every day before he goes to school is, be a leader, not a follower, you know. And I always say that to him and my daughter both before they get out the car. And sometimes they say it to me because I've said it so many times now. But that was my original inspiration for writing. I wanted to write a book for my son. And so my first book, which is called Stand Tall, Stand Proud, and Aspire, it highlights leaders in that book, but they're not just African American leaders, they're world community leaders. And I utilize people like Malcolm X and John F. Kennedy and Bill Gates because I wanted to find people that I wanted my son to aspire to be like. And I wanted it to be a multifaceted lesson for him because I want him to know all about African American history, and I want him to know about his heritage, but I want him to know that there aren't just African American people that you can aspire to be like. There's some pretty brilliant people that are not African American, like Bill Gates. If you know, if he can be innovative like Bill Gates, I'm okay with that. You know, if he can be a game changer like Michael Jordan, I'm okay with that. And I think that was my original inspiration for writing, period. And then, of course, you know, when you have more than one child, when you have two children, it's like algebra. What you do to one side, you have to do to the other. So I had to write a book for my daughter as well. So that's how I came up with the title for her book. It's called Sparkle and Shine because, you know, girlies are sparkly and shiny and all those things. And that one also talks about, you know, world community leaders of color and Caucasian leaders that I wanted my daughter to aspire to be like. So that was the original, you know, focus. And it was kind of like, okay, I've written these two books. I'm done. It's my contribution. But then I kind of learned that it was a hobby. And you know, as some people say, maybe even a gift. So I started becoming motivated to want to write all the time. You know, the writing was keeping me up at night. I started saying, oh, what about this? And I'd see something, I'd write it down in my little journal, and then all of a sudden it was coming together as a book. So that's how that the book that we've been talking about today was born. So my original inspiration was my children and wanting material that I could teach them with. And I couldn't find stuff that there's lots of stuff out there. We all know there's lots of stuff out there. But I couldn't find stuff that I felt was age-appropriate or that said exactly what I wanted to say. And what do they always say about when you want someone else to do something and they can't do it for you, then you just do it yourself? So that was kind of why I started writing. And like I said, it was really a small kind of project that I had for myself that turned into this enormous kind of motivational thing and relaxation thing for me to be able to share with other children beside my own. So it started really small, but it's getting big, and that's a blessing, and I'm thankful for it, and I don't take it for granted. I have lots of supporters and many people in my corner.
Well, you're talking, and I always repeat that, but I have to go back to what you said. Your son's book was Stand Tall and Something and Then Inspire. What was it? Please repeat
Stand
it again
tall.
For my listeners.
Stand proud and aspire, and it's about boosting the self-esteem of young men. And what it does is it talks about different men that have done great things in our community. People like Steve Harvey, people like I said, Bill Gates, Cal Ripken Jr. I thought of as many people that I could that did as many different things as they could, and I found words to describe those people and kind of linked it all to, you might want to be like this person because of this. So you might want to be like Michael Jordan because he was a game changer. And that's kind of how the pattern of the story evolved. And the Sparkle and Shine book, which is the girl's book, does the exact same thing, but it uses females instead of males.
Right. But I just want to get in here with the stand tall, and you said staying proud, inspired. When you said it, your words went up, and that's what I felt. I felt the words going up. And so, again, my mind was going to Black History Museums, okay, for your A through Z, and maybe your stand tall, holding a little workshop. Black Boys, Girls Clubs, Jack and Hill, those are black. There are Girl Scout troops that are all black. And then men's clubs for the boys, you know, because I used to work at the YMCA, and I was waiting for my next class, waiting for them, and I would play basketball with the guys and try to talk to them and everything. And their thing was, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, it was like that was it in their life. I like the Sparkle and Shine because I was thinking of the tees, the etiquette clubs that are surrounding the area now. That would be good because not only living proper and being tall, you know, and again learning to sit upright, but they're sparkling and shining and learning other people who helped them, like Madam Walker, you know, all that. So I can see how each book was a stepping stone to this last one. And that is really inspiring for me for you to do something like that. So with the A through Z, we get back to that with the leaders, and we already designated through all the clubs and, you know, schools and everything. Is there anything that's going to come after that, or are you going to do like little cartoons or what?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I had all kinds of little things floating through my little pea brain up there. So I can't say what's going to be next. But, you know, I do have a few more books in me, I think. My goal is for this to kind of evolve with my children's age group. So I really think I'm going to kind of stick to writing for younger children right now. At least that's what's on my heart right now. And then maybe as they get older, I'll start, you know, making the levels go up to be more of what I would want them to read at that age. I definitely am not limiting or settling on one thing. I just kind of like to write, and I want to share as much as I possibly can. So, you know, who knows what the next project will be, because, you know, from day to day, something might float in and out. I have several things written down in my little journal, so I haven't settled on anything that's next yet. But I don't think this will be the last that you'll hear of me.
No, I don't think so. I don't think. Can you give the ages the books are cut out so my listeners would know?
Sure. I believe that the Stand Tall, Stand Proud, and Aspire and the Sparkle and Shine book, which are the boys and girls books, are written around the second, third, fourth grade level. They're definitely appropriate for those levels. They could be appropriate in a different format for early middle school, maybe sixth, seventh grade. But, you know, they certainly can be adapted for younger children, and they certainly can be used in piecemeal with older children if you're just kind of doing research or looking to talk about a series of people or one type of leader. There's always different options. But I think the original intent was probably between third grade, which would be about eight, maybe like ages 8 to 11. And then the alphabet book is written probably for a little lower. The African-American leaders from A to Z, my intent was early childhood, maybe first, you know, kindergarten, first and second graders that are just learning their alphabet, because it goes through every letter. And, you know, when early childhood teachers are teaching alphabets, they're looking for all kinds of things that begin with A. And why not highlight a leader that begins with A? So I thought that it would be helpful in teaching the alphabet And, you know, being able, with the new Common Core standards that are coming out nationwide for learning with the curriculum reform, it's a good way to integrate subjects. So I felt like you could use it to teach the alphabet, but you could also get some history in at the same time.
Yes, I see that too. When you were saying, I was thinking about when I was in school, like you said, they would put down that the weather's cloudy, this is this, and the letter is A or something for that day.
Right.
So you're right. Yeah, I would see that, because that's really is, you know, really good and really excellent for you. Your mind is set like that, but you're the professor, Dr. Berry. So you had that training and that knowledge to inspire and motivate. Boy, this is really powerful. Really powerful.
I've had some great motivators and some great supporters, and they drive me. You know, my children, my parents, you know, my mentors in the field. So I've had a lot of people that have been instrumental in that process.
Yes, I can see that as also as a play, because I went to a play here in Maryland, and it was called 1776. Now, I don't know if actually these guys said what they said during the time of the developing, the, I think, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a lot of us thought, wow, this is really powerful, because our minds went back and it made me go back and, you know, look it up, the Constitution, who signed it and all this. So it inspired us, you know, to go back in history and to really love history, because our history has always been my thing. So, yes, I see this, Dr. Berry, as a little play for the kids. Like, I'm A, and then I'm B, you know, they get up and do that thing. Oh,
you are full of ideas,
really good.
I tell you.
Well, that's because you inspire us. You know,
well,
like you inspire your mom today.
I'm so glad I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a great book to come out at this time. You know, yes, definitely. Yes.
Well, I have to be able to tell you where you can get it from. So,
yes, so go ahead.
They're definitely sold wherever books are sold. It comes in Kindle version, and it also comes in a beautiful paperback version with very pretty pictures. All three books are available at Amazon.com, probably the easiest place to go and the quickest place to go. They're also available at Barnes & Noble, and like I said, wherever books are sold. So if you're interested in picking up a copy, please do so at Amazon.com. If you want to learn more about my books and the things that are going on, I do have a website. It's www.AndreaBerryOther.com. OPHER.com. And you can also visit me on Facebook with Dr. Berry Ofer, and I'd be more than happy to respond to any of your messages. I get lots of messages, and I do try to, you know, respond to everyone that sends me a message. It takes me a while sometimes, but I do try to do that. And I would just hope that summer's coming. And it's very important to read to children every day. Research tells us that children that are not read to or not worked with in some capacity over the summer can lose up to 8 to 10 months of instruction in just 10 weeks. So the summertime is 10 weeks. It's 10 weeks long, but you can lose 8 months of ground. So it's important. Get those books. Watch my website and Amazon.com, because I will be running a sale for the summer, for summer reading. That will be up soon, so just keep a lookout.
We got a few more seconds here, and I just want to get a shout-out to LaTanya Boyd. We want to thank her, the PR. We want to make sure we thank her for everything, for her introducing you to me. We got about 30 seconds. Just please give us your website. Please give us your website.
www.AndreaBerryOher.com. Please visit me and like us on Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Berry, for coming on. I'm truly and been blessed by you. I'm going to get that book and pass it on to my I think it's my great grandniece. I don't know how, well, my niece's daughter. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Just because you had me on your show, you need to inbox me, and I'll make sure I sign your copy for you. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you so much. It's been a blessing. And for my listeners out there, please, please go to Amazon.com and put in Dr. Andrea Berry and get all three of her books, because these are books that our children must have. And thank you, LaTanya Boyd. Thank you, Dr. Berry.
Yes,
until next
thank
time.
Thank you. Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.